Good morning, everyone. I'm Oliver Mojica, the planning manager of the city. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is March the 9th, and it's 10 o'clock.
Sichai Kirk from Land Development.
Mahmoud Kudur, Public Works Traffic.
Ted Brunson, Water Department, Engineering.
James Lynn, Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. Item number one, Mary is out today, the case planner. So item number one is development permit type D, 1419, and subdivision 1410 for tentative tract map number 19908 is to allow the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 2.4 acres into six residential lots ranging from 11,350 square feet to 19,895 square feet. Also involves the construction of the corresponding single-family residences. It's located at the intersection or near the intersection of Olive Avenue and Garfield, and it's within the residential low zone. The project of environmental determination is categorically exempt as an infill project, and our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission pending our conditions here. The applicant is not here. Which is kind of unusual. Are there any major issues, comments of the committee members need to be raised? Larry, you had a question about the a trail that you identified that.
The planning commissioner for the 5th Ward and resident of the 5th Ward. What we have is that in the past, there was a decisions made regarding the trail system that there's a easement at the back of this property that's not reflected in the plan for the trail to go through. This was all voted on and decided in 05 through 07. So I don't know if the city's aware of the background on this. I've been on the planning commission longer than most of the current city staff has been.
Right.
City staff. So, and I've got Hank Mitchell here with the backup information, including copies of the paperwork that we generated during that decision process. The conditions are that we want to have the trail system through, so the easement needs to be put back in. The developer needs to place the trail system constructed as per the standards accepted at that time. Unless there's a negotiation to modify the standards.
Do you recall what the width of that easement is?
55 feet.
55 feet from the edge property line?
From the edge of the county flood control.
Okay.
Channel, which is that channeling fence.
But the
trail itself does not have to be 55 feet wide. Part of it is that the purpose of the trail is to have the size of the trail also be accessible for fire. We had 12-foot DG service and landscaping on both sides, primarily a pedestrian and horse trail, but accessible by fire department with potential for water stands, hydrants on that same location. Tie the rest of the trail in, okay. System in as the developers come through.
All right. Well, I appreciate that new information. Okay. So my recommendation would be to continue this item to the next meeting, which is, Melina, please, the 23rd?
The 23rd.
Okay, 23rd. To allow us opportunity to kind of research, and I appreciate you. We'll look for that information and see what you have to help us with that and get back to the applicant.
Okay.
So we will continue this item to the next meeting on the 23rd. The next item is extension of time 1701. It's a request to allow a one-year extension of time for subdivision 0423 for tentative tract map 17170 involving the subdivision of a property containing approximately 16 acres to be developed for 30 separate lots. 27 of them would be single-family residential lots. This project also got an extension of time last year around this time, and it's located at Foothill and Macy Street, and it's within the few zones, residential medium, residential suburban, and a commercial general designation. It has a previous environmental determination that was prepared for that when the map was originally approved, and our recommendation is that this item be moved to the Planning Commission. Do we have anybody here from this, for this item?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Do you have any questions? Do we have any comments of the?
Land development doesn't have any condition.
For the extension of time?
Is this an extension of time?
No, not for that.
Okay.
Yeah, the original conditions that were set way back when did not have any improvements for Foothill. We'd like to add that to it, but it has no effect on the extension of time.
Okay.
So there are comments that we'd like to add to that location. It's been a long time for that project, but for the extension of time, no, we don't have any problems on that.
So that'll be caught up at the final map phase?
Yeah, that's about the only thing that we saw on there that we like to add.
If I may interject.
You may join us.
I'm Jack Lamaja. Basically, we are at that final draft phase, so we were hoping to submit the final track in conjunction with these proceedings as well because of the renewal. I went to submit, and there was a deadline issue prior to approval, so they suggested we renew the map in order to allow us and everyone here the ample time to properly make sure everything is done correctly and we're finalized. So if there is any of those additions that need to be made or any suggestions from the city, if we can have those prepared in reference so I can submit them to my engineer and we can address those.
At the next step, we can do that.
Okay.
When you have it, when you send it out, or who's the planner on this? Is it you?
Mary.
Mary. Okay. So when those come up, then we'll add those to her list.
Okay.
All right.
And we also didn't understand that there is a single family residence. This project is submitted in phases. So phase one, which is the property that is on the Macy side, which is basically an infill lot for the residential area there. We were hoping maybe, and if the city had any suggestions for possibly a different use for the phase two of the project, since it could potentially be used for more of maybe a condominium style project, opposed to a single family residence. So we just were possibly wanted to see if that would.
Well, you would have to submit a separate application for that.
Okay.
I would suggest that maybe you contact Melina, who wouldn't mind giving his information, and then we can put him in contact with Mary so he can follow up with that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what's Ted?
No, no comments on the extension of time.
Perfect. James?
No comments.
Gracie?
No comments.
Sarah?
Nothing.
Nada.
Okay.
Amazing.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We'll see you at the Planning Commission.
Thank you all for your time.
You're welcome.
Have fun today.
You too. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number three, please?
Yes. Item number three is pre-application 17-05. It's a request to allow the development and operation of a truck and trailer parking facility along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on the vacant site comprised of two parcels containing a total of approximately 2.4 acres. The property is located at 895 East Norman Road in the Industrial Light Zone. At the moment, this is just a preliminary review. No action is required, and there is no environmental determination at this point.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I actually wanted to provide you with the planning preliminary comments so that you can review. And if you have any questions, give me a call, and I will be able to help you with those.
Great. Thank you. See you, Chad.
Yes. I have provided a comment to Elizabeth, so hopefully it's provided to Pasimo as well. So a couple of things that I just want to emphasize is that preliminary WPMP need to be reviewed by land development prior to the entitlement process. So also the overflow, if there's any overflow to Santa Ana River is proposed, then you have to get approval from the county or corps of engineers for that overflow. Also, a lot merger is required for these projects. In addition, it seems like there's no sewer in the vicinity, so if septic is proposed, then you need to get approval from Environment Health, County Environment Health, before applying to for waiver from the building officials.
Thank you.
We need the scoping form for the traffic.
And I've attached to the scoping form as well.
There you go. Okay.
The improvements from the sketch that was sent out, the dimensions are a little bit different from what you're asking for on that. We're trying to match up to what's actually down the street or further west of your location. So the curb face, I think you had dimensioned at 15. It should be at 20 feet from center line.
20 feet from center line.
Yeah, so it's 20 and 20, so a total of 40 feet, which matches up with the general plan, also the city standards for a curb width for an industrial area. And the right way. Again, you have these comments because they're attached.
They're in here. Okay, good.
So the curb and gutter at that point, sidewalk, driveway approach. It's actually, I think, on the third or fourth page. When you're putting your sidewalk in, there seems to be one power pole and a fire hydrant. If they're not going to be relocated for the sidewalk, just make sure you have ADA going around it. For right now, these are preliminary. Until we start seeing additional items coming in, we might have a couple of adjustments we need to do. But for the most part, this is pretty much what we're going to be going with.
Thank you. So, thank you, Robert.
Tim? Okay. Water department can serve the property previously served it before, so it's not an issue. I just want to reiterate, I know that already received requirements, but I would check with the State Water Resource Control Board, SWRCB, regarding the permitting for the septic tank because of the proximity to the wash area that's
right
there.
Okay.
So I'll pass along a copy of the requirements to you, and if you could pass a copy to Elizabeth, please, for her records.
Thank you, Kate. James?
You won't be connecting the sewer?
No.
Okay. And no comments from the water department?
Thank you. Gracie?
So the location for your proposed refuse enclosure is acceptable. Just needs to be the size according to our standard plan 508, which is 8x15 for the bin storage, and then any modifications to it for ADA, you'll check with land development, but that's in addition to the 8x15.
Right, okay.
But other than that, it's fine.
Please, thank you. Sarah?
Will the facility be used for repairs at all? Just detail.
Excuse me, you're the operator. Maybe welding truck trailers, but not any engine repairs or, you know, any kind of.
No, one engine's out.
Right, exactly.
Will it only be done
right
inside or outside?
Get some wine out of inside that building. That's
it. Will be done.
Right.
Welding will be done in there.
Right.
Will you be holding any flammable liquids, anything else of that nature? No.
No.
Okay. Because that triggers sprinklers if you do. So
right,
that's why I'm trying to. So if not, it's systemic conditions.
Just one question. Would the
sure
office building need to be sprinklered? I would.
If it's over 5,000 square feet.
Okay, it's under.
It's under. So that's it.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Oh, thank you. Yeah, no further, added comments other than, like I said, if there's welding, obviously the use change, but if that's enclosed, then we would need to take a look at that, then that's going to change, the type of design for the building. But past that, no other comments. Okay.
Thank you.
Robert? Just want to make something clear. The water department asked if you're going to connect down to city sewer. Currently, we're saying that you're able to try for it, but if by chance any one of the divisions say no, that you cannot connect because of whatever, then the answer is then yes, you have to put in sewer, and then you'll need to contact water again. for their conditions on what they're going to be doing if you are required to hook up to city sewer. So just make sure that it's clear. If by chance you're are okay with septic tank, we're good. But if you have to, then there's going to be additional conditions.
So the only hurdle is to get the county help to approve the percolation report that we have.
And the state water resources.
And the state water resources report.
Yeah.
The seller of the property is a civil engineer, so he helps us a lot with things that we need to.
Yeah, our policies state that the building official has the ability to say yes or no, but in the municipal code it also has a city engineer or the current purveyor right now, which is the city engineer for the sewers. So you'll need both the approvals on it.
Okay.
And we'll be following the direction of the building official on that side, I believe, per the building code also.
Correctly. Yes.
Okay. That's it. Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Mark?
No, it's all clear.
Okay. Again, this pre-application, we look forward to your formal application. You'll be working with Elizabeth when that comes in, and we'll get you through smoothly, hopefully.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number four is general plan amendment 14-9, development code amendment / zoning map amendment 14-18, and development permit type D 16-25. There's a request to allow a change to the general plan land use map and zoning map from residential medium high to industrial light in order to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a distribution facility containing approximately 420,000 square feet.
Time out, Chantal.
Yeah, yes.
Out. Nobody seems to have item number four on their agenda.
That's because it was added on Monday morning, so I updated it everywhere in the system, but per Chantal, she said it wasn't necessary to email it.
This is just the release of the initial study and mitigated negative declaration, so I'm not looking for comments today, just letting everyone know that the study will be released beginning March 13th through April 20th for the CEQA mandated 20-day public review period. I hope to bring the project back sometime around early May for comments from the DERC committee.
So was the agenda posted? And
correct.
And where is it posted? It's on the website and
on the
outside?
Website, the breezeway, the counter.
Is it outside as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So our recommendation is just to release this item for just for our public review. Yeah. And so that's really it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Just real quick, I didn't catch the first part of what project is this, or where is it at?
General Plan Amendment 14-09, Development Code Amendment / Zoning Map Amendment 14-18, and Development Permit Type D 16-25.
Okay, I'm sorry, streets.
east of Sterling Avenue on the north side of 6th Street. So there's kind of a little pocket in the middle of some county. And
there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Okay.
So with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Set motion.
Second.
We send adjourned at 10:19.
A record winning.
Chair.
Chair.
Thank you.
That's a record, huh?
I said we're going to be done by
the
chair. I will, yes.